This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This Monday and Tuesday, we will be going to Tallahassee to lobby Florida legislators. We'll be meeting with Republicans. We'll be meeting with Democrats. We're calling every single House member and Senate member, asking them to speak with us. And we are going up with a group of pro-life pregnancy centers, as well as Personhood Florida, where we will be advocating for the legal protection of every innocent human life in the state of Florida. We really need to see this happen. And today we're going to present really what some of the bills. We're going to talk about the biblical principles, because we do, as because we are believers, we do actually apply biblical principles to our government. We apply biblical principles to our laws. And the first thing that we are going to look at, we're going to look at protecting innocent human life, every innocent human life, from the beginning of biological development all the way until natural death. We're working to protect human beings not only in the womb, but also human beings that are created outside the womb. Scientists actually have created glow-in-the-dark embryos. Scientists have mixed human embryos with animals. We should not allow this in our state, and we are advocating for the protection of human life, not only created in the womb, but also out of the womb. We're working also to protect the disabled. You know that 90% of all humans diagnosed in the womb with Down syndrome die by abortion, and that 10% of those who test positive for Down syndrome don't have Down syndrome. So some of those 90% are actually about 9% of those babies that are killed but because of Down syndrome, or 10% of those babies that are killed because of Down syndrome don't even have Down syndrome. Even if they do have Down syndrome, it's not, why do we believe that we should have a right to kill an innocent child who doesn't have the same characteristics that other people have? Certainly, God and God alone should be the one that gives the right to life and can take that right away as well. We are working also to protect senior citizens. And seniors should never be starved and dehydrated to death, over-medicated. Their death should never be hastened. They should not even be allowed or encouraged to take medication to end their life. We also do have a constitutional amendment. This is, we're working on the Human Life Protection Amendment. This adds preborn human beings to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. This constitutional amendment has had widespread support by many, including Matt Staver and others. We also have a proposed Personhood Florida Act, or Florida Personhood Act, that would state the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. And we are currently looking for sponsors of the Florida, of this Florida Personhood Act, and we're looking for senators and representatives that would have the courage to work to defend every innocent human life without exception. One of the things that we need to look at is that legislators must protect, and this is really starting the biblical principles that we apply to laws, that legislators must protect human life because we are created in God's image. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, we read, "Then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of, this, of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So it is because of this that we need to protect every innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems.
We are back ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. We're back, and listen, this is pretty awesome. We have some breaking news for you this morning. This past week, the Biden administration met with the hackers and scammers and told them to cut it out. And they agreed. Good news, you don't have to worry about hacking and scamming ever again. Obviously, this is just a April Fool's joke. You still have to be on the alert because the hackers and scammers are not going to go away. What they're doing is too profitable. Sometimes, in fact, quite often we hear, well, you know, if these hackers, if these scammers could just put their what they're doing to work in a real job, you know, just think what they could accomplish. And certainly, there's something to be said for that. It's definitely true, I would say, that they could accomplish great things. But here's what you need to understand. The hackers and the scammers actually are functioning and operating as a business. They're operating under a business model, and they're making money, and their chances of prosecution are very low, and that's why they're doing that. In fact, just a few months ago, the U.S. did work in conjunction with several governments and did take down some hacking and scam network. But you know, many of these hackers and scammers are operating in countries that actually approve of what they're doing, or at least turn a blind eye, or maybe the government is actually making some money off of it through bribes and whatnot, or maybe even the government is even encouraging it, such as in Russia. Do you know that many of the attacks that we face today actually originate from Russia, and the software is actually specifically designed to not affect computers from Russia? Now, isn't that convenient? So Russians, they don't want to infect their own people. They don't want to encrypt the data on computers in Russia, but they do want to come after your computer. They want to come after you, whether you're a home user, whether you have a home office, whether you have a business, maybe you even have a multi-million-dollar business. They want to come after you. And don't think, well, you know, I don't have enough money for them to come after me. They come after people for $100, $200, $300, $400, all the way up to millions of dollars, and anything in between. So you want to protect yourself. You want to stay alert. One of the things to do is, first of all, do not trust emails that you receive, and do not trust messages that might pop up on your screen. We see this all the time. We see this on a regular basis. In fact, one day a customer came in, one day this week, a customer came in and was saying, you know, I'm having some problems because I'm not able to open up certain emails. And she started showing us the emails that she was having problems. There were links that she wanted to open this up to see what it was and click on the link, and they were all scams. You have to be cautious. Thankfully, the links that she was clicking on, here's what happens. These scammers, these hackers, what they're doing is illegal. And quite often, they're using a hosting service to provide either a phone service or to provide a website where they can have a link that's in an email. You click on that link, it takes you to a certain page where they attempt to sign you up for their quote-unquote tech service that will fix the problems. And really, if you have problems, they might have caused the problems or decrypt your data, or they're attempting to trick you into letting them into your computer so that they can do all kinds of damage there. Get your bank account usernames and passwords, get your email username and password, get your Facebook username and password. You might say, well, you know, it doesn't matter, I don't have anything that's worth taking. Well, I guarantee you have something that's worth taking. And, you know, even if they just get your email address and get a hold of your email address, just think what would happen if they sent, and this does happen on a regular basis, if they sent emails to all of your friends, all of your acquaintances. Maybe you're involved in a business or a ministry or a nonprofit, and they send emails to all the people that are your contacts. Maybe you're a business and they send emails to all of your customers. We've seen that happen when hackers get a hold of an email address. It's not a good thing for that to happen, for your customers to receive an email that has an attachment that starts to encrypt their data when they open it. the attachment says it's an invoice from you. And of course, they might be used to receiving invoices from you, your customers. Of course, you know, if maybe you don't have a business, maybe you're residential, retired, maybe even. You have friends, you have relatives, they trust you. And they're going to say, well, you know, Bob wouldn't send me anything bad. I'm going to open this up and see what this is. I'm going to click on this link. And then their data, it starts to be encrypted. And then they actually have to pay money to get that data back or lose the data, unless they have a backup plan. And if they have a backup plan, and it's a good backup plan, their data can be secure and can be protected. We'll talk more about that later. But you have friends, you have relatives, you have loved ones, maybe even business acquaintances that trust you and would be willing to click on a link because it came from you. So you want to protect yourself and you want to protect them as well. And definitely, you don't want, even if you don't think you have anything that's worth taking, you definitely have relationships. And those relationships, one of the things they do, these hackers and scammers, they sometimes come out and they say, well, you know, hey, I'm stuck in another country, or, you know, I was in a bad accident and I need your help. A lot of times they'll say, you know, don't send me an email. Why would they say that? Well, because they say, don't call me, send me an email. Why would they say that? Well, first of all, if you call the person, you're going to speak to the person and they're going to tell you it's a scam. Secondly, they have access to the email address. So when you send an email, your friend, your business associate, whoever it is that you're supposedly sending out this email is not going to get it. The hackers and the scammers are going to get it. So you want to steer clear of this. You want to not click on these links. You want to, you know, just ask yourself some critical questions. Did I subscribe to this service? And you know what? A lot of people don't have a clue what they've subscribed to. You might even want to just look at what you've subscribed to, write it down. Keep a note of it. One thing that we offer as a service to our customers is we can provide service where we log into your system. We can do this remotely. You can bring your computer to us or we can come to you. But you know, it's real quick and easy to do it remotely, where we log into your system and we can look at the email that you think might be legitimate. And see, should you open this attachment? Should you click on the link? Is this legitimate? Is it something? And some of them look legitimate. Some of them are very clear that they're not legitimate, but people still fall for these links or for these emails, fall for these scams and want to click. And you want to be able to learn, and we try to teach you here on this show how you can determine whether an email is legitimate or not. But if you're not sure still, if you don't know whether you subscribe to something, we do offer that as a service, 772-878-5978. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 778-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Right, you do. We are back ready to answer your questions. We do want to, we want to help you with your technology and computer problems. One of the things that we were talking about in the last segment is about how you might be, if you're tricked into clicking on a link that encrypts your data, you might be in trouble unless you have a good backup plan. And what we really, the term that is used in the computer world is BDR, which stands for Backup and Disaster Recovery. You want to protect yourself from any type of disaster that would happen. So some of the things that you want to protect yourself from, and your data. What are we talking about data, first of all? Data, one of the things we try to do is to define the words, because I know that there's so much terminology out there, it's difficult to know exactly what is what. And so when we're talking about data, what we're talking about is files. We're talking about documents, Word documents, Excel documents, PDF documents, which might be your tax return. We might be talking about your Quicken or QuickBooks data. We might be talking about TurboTax. We might be talking about pictures, music, if you have any music, or videos. Definitely the pictures are things that really can't be reproduced. You know, if you lost a document and you have a hard copy of that document, it might take some time, but you could retype it, you could reformat it, you can make it look exactly like it looks. It might take you some time, but if you have a picture and you lose that picture, you're not getting that picture back. It's not going to happen. So this is something that we have different backup and disaster recovery plans. And, from something that's very simple that you do yourself to something that's fully automated that a Faster PC manages and makes sure that this happens and that your data is backed up both to a local device and to the cloud. Now, there's another term that might seem a little bit odd, or maybe it's a term that you've heard of but don't quite know what the cloud is. A lot of our customers, even our business customers, don't always know what the cloud is. So what the cloud is it's basically a computer that, probably a very large computer, that has a lot of storage space that is in the internet somewhere. It could be an Amazon server, it could be a Microsoft server, it could be a server from another company out there. There's a whole bunch of different cloud providers. Of course, some of the ones that you may have heard of, Amazon, Microsoft, those are really, really big in this space. But there's also Dropbox and Google. Those provide cloud storage as well. And to some extent, they can provide certain types of backup. So they have a server that you have data on, and the types of backup, you can have file backup, you can also have full system image backup. Now with file backup, the files that are specified to be backed up, or the folders that are specified to be backed up, will be the data that's inside of those will be backed up, typically if you're connected to the internet, in real time. And many of the services, not all of them, but many of the services give you multiple versions of the file. And this is important. We'll talk about why that's important, but that's what cloud storage is. So what do you want to protect your data from? You want to protect your data from, first of all, hard drive failure. This happens on a regular basis. In fact, on a almost every week, we're seeing computers that come in that have bad hard drives. And sometimes, in fact, quite often, we're able to get the data from there, but not always. And if we can't get the data, we can't send the drive out to a data recovery facility that can get the data and retrieve that information for you. But it's expensive. It's not cheap. It's much less expensive to make sure that your data is protected and backed up in the first place. So we'll continue talking a little bit later about different types of things that you want to protect yourself against. But right now we have David on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC live technical support. How can we help you today?
Yeah, well, my question's... Hello?
Yes, yeah, we're here.
Yeah, my question is of all of the things you've been talking about.
Okay, so
I have a laptop type device, which is called a ThinkPad, and I normally only use it when I'm traveling. It hasn't really given me much problem until the last time I used it several weeks ago, when suddenly everything was just popping up with, you know, things about viruses, McAfee, all this kind of stuff, trying to let me know that, you know, my laptop was infected.
Yeah, so some of the messages that come up that say you're infected are legitimate messages, and you need to heed them and make sure that your system is secure. Make sure that it's not infected. Remove any infection. And it's always safest to do that just to make sure, you know, to have it scanned. We do provide that service for our customers. But some of the messages that come up and say your computer's infected are actually scams. And they're not legitimate. They're just a message that's coming up saying that you're infected when in fact your computer really isn't infected. And so, you know, typically where you see this type of message is, let's say you're browsing the web and there's an ad that's displayed, and that ad is an image. That image is on a server that's infected. So the ad itself, the image that's just being displayed for this ad, is actually infected. And what happens is it launches a malicious script that actually comes up sometimes full screen. You can hear audible. Your computer's infected. Don't turn it off. Call this number. We can help you resolve this issue. And when you see something like that, you never, ever, ever want to call the number, because they're the ones that did it to you. If there's anything wrong with your computer related to a virus or an infection, they did it in most cases. And really, quite often, your computer's not infected, but the message is a fake message to try to trick you into calling the number. And then when you call the number, they're going to try to trick you into letting them, or talk you into letting them into your computer. Once they get into your computer, one of the first things they're going to start doing is installing remote support software so that they can get back in. And typically what we've seen is they'll install two different remote support software, and quite often these load automatically so that when you reboot your computer, they can get back in your system. They're also going to go after saved usernames and passwords, including if you've saved the username and password for your bank account. They're going to get that, your email address, your Facebook account, any other account that might be valuable to them, to be able to continue to infect others and spread the infection, or to steal money from you, or to trick your friends and your relatives, maybe even customers if you have a business, into giving money or handing over money to the hackers and scammers. So some of those messages are not legitimate. Some of those messages are fake, they're scams. One of the things that we do provide for our customers, we give this as an option. If someone comes in and they have an infection, or they think they've had an infection, or they have allowed scammers or hackers into their system, and we're scanning to make sure the system is clean, one of the things that we will offer is to install a browser protection plugin. So we have a set of plugins that we install that actually block ads and block malicious sites, so that in most cases you're not going to receive that type of message. You're going to get to a page and you won't even see the ad, so the ad won't display in the first place to be able to launch a malicious script. And by the way, you might think, well, this would only happen on a shady website, but that's not the case, sadly. We've seen this happen on the Microsoft start page. The Microsoft, you know, if you open up Microsoft Edge, they kind of call that, I think they call that the start page. It's the initial page. You know, it's kind of in Internet Explorer, Microsoft used to always load MSN and it had various news articles, and it had ads and so on. Well, Microsoft with Edge, it's not really a web page per se. It's just curated content, some of which is ads, some of which is legitimate stories, a lot of which is clickbait that actually has a very enticing headline. And you, if you click on the ad, or click on the link, you get a story which very often doesn't live up to the billing of the headline. And if you didn't have ad blockers installed on your computer, you would see ads, and that's the people that create these websites, that's what they're doing. They want the revenue from those ads, and they're willing. Of course, they don't know whether the server that hosts the ad is infected or not, but that's what does happen. Is you get out there, you go to one of these sites, and it can be, you know, we've seen it happen. Is we're not just singling out Microsoft, it happens on other major websites as well, where you could have an ad that's displayed by a third-party server, and that server is infected. You see, one of the things that happens on the internet is websites are constantly being attacked, or the hackers are searching to get into a website to infect the website. We've seen all kinds of things, from the ads actually being infected so that malicious content, you know, and malicious attacks are being launched from the site, to we've even saw with one client, their website was hacked, and they called us in to help us, to have us help them take this website back, so that they didn't have to. What was happening, if you typed the website, you were going to the right place. You were going to the website. But if you actually searched for the website and you clicked on the link, you went to another site that actually sold medication. And it wasn't the type of medication that maybe, definitely it wasn't. Any business doesn't want, their site to be taken over with selling medication, but especially not this type of medication. So this was something that hackers are constantly trying to break into sites. And when they get into a site, they're again trying to infect various files on that site, so that when those files are displayed, that file could launch a malicious code. And if that server is hosting ads, those ads can be infected. So the images can actually be infected and launch the malicious code. So we could definitely take a look at that and see whether it is legit, whether it is an infection. And if it is an infection, we can clean it up. If it's not an infection, we can let you know of that as well. But we could check it to make sure, and we can install our browser protection plugins. We do also offer a service where, again, as I mentioned before, where we can do remote support, where we can log in. We've done this live while the message is on the screen saying your computer's infected. We've been able to log into a system, shut down that message, and run scans to make sure that the system is clean, and then also install the browser protection plugins to make sure that and help protect from that type of thing happening again. If you need help, 772-878-5978. You're listening to Master PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions.
So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to go to the lines, and we're going directly to the lines. We have Anne Marie on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today, Anne?
Thank you, Brian. I just want to voice what probably a lot of people are thinking about in light of what's going on with banking. I'm thinking particularly of time card information. Some things at workplaces. Is there a law where there has to be a protection from hackers to document information related to organizations and so forth related to employee information?
Yes, so that's a good question. So some industries are regulated more than other industries are regulated. But regulation and regulation here, what we're talking about specifically, the regulation that we're talking about is regulation related to cybersecurity and the steps that a company or a business or organization, because, you know, there are nonprofits, there's government entities as well, have to take to be able to protect their clients, or not only their clients but also their employees. If the institution is a school, their students as well, the data that they have, and really what you're talking about is what's called PII, personally identifiable information, PII. So, and this is, it is important for businesses and organizations to protect themselves, and to protect the data that they have. It's important even for individuals to protect this data, but especially for businesses. Definitely certain businesses are regulated. Some are regulated more than others in this regard. There are federal regulations. There's also state regulations in various states as well. And, of course, you know, companies that operate outside of the country in Europe have different sets of regulations. Some of the industries that are the most heavily regulated, certainly the defense and aerospace industries are very regulated. Education is very regulated. There's new regulation for, and obviously banks are very, very regulated. And then there's new regulation for car dealerships. And more you are seeing more industries being regulated. Ironically, some industries that really have a lot of data aren't yet regulated. Some business owners may not put enough emphasis on protecting the data of their customers, protecting the data of their employees, and company trade secrets. There's also another aspect which is not regulation, but insurance. So there's a new type of insurance, and in fact, most businesses have liability insurance, but that liability insurance most likely does not cover cybersecurity cybersecurity insurance, and that insurance carries with it its own requirements, and a lot of times people sign up for that and don't realize that there are requirements that need to be met, and in fact they need to be met for the policy to pay out. And so it is important for businesses, for organizations, if you have a cybersecurity policy, or maybe you are regulated and you'll know what it is that you need to do to comply, it is important to that you learn and that you contact a IT firm that can help you provide that cybersecurity insurance or coverage. We do this here at A Faster PC. We can help customers, and really, whether you're regulated or not, whether you have cyber security insurance or not, it's important that you protect your data, that you protect the data that's important to your, you know, that would identify your customers and also your employees as well.
Okay. I just have one more part of the question, and that is, if you have a tendency to have to go on the internet within that situation, does that make you more vulnerable to hacking from the outside?
Well, you know, going on the internet is the threat there is, first of all, when you're on the internet, and this is something that you know, in the old days, with dial-up internet, you were not always connected to the internet. But today, computers, even if you're not going on the internet, unless the computer is specifically configured to not be able to go on the internet, or the system isn't connected to the network, or there is no internet, which is very, very rare in today's society, that computer is on the internet even when you're not browsing the internet. So definitely browsing the internet puts you at a risk, of having, coming across, as we were talking about earlier, maybe an ad that's on a server that's infected that launches malicious script that starts saying your computer's infected and tries to trick you into calling the number. As many times as we say it, I mean, we say it so often that some people probably you don't want to hear us say it anymore, but we still have people coming in here every week that have called the number. And some of these are customers of ours that, really they listen to this show and they should know better, but they still they're tricked into calling the number. So you do have that risk, but your computer also is on the internet even if you're not browsing the internet. And so it's important to have certain software installed on the system that is scanning for infections. And also we actually have software that's, because really there are threats out there that no one knows about, and when they do find out about them, it's called a zero-day threat quite often, because the hackers are taking advantage of that threat right there, and the software or hardware manufacturer has to come up with a patch real quick to try to stop this from happening. People a lot of times are the number one way that hackers get into systems, by being tricked into clicking on a link in an email or opening an attachment. Maybe it's even an attachment the type of attachment that you would ordinarily see from someone that you would ordinarily see that attachment from. Those are the best attacks. They're the hardest to differentiate. And so what can happen is you have this malicious code that's launched on a system that starts searching. And one of the things we've seen with businesses and cyber security threats and ransomware, before you know that they are there, they have your data and they have extracted that data and they've sent it out to their server. So part of the ransom is not just getting your data back. Part of the ransom is they're agreeing to not release your customer's data. And just think about some of the types of data. Businesses have, of course, their employees, they have the names, addresses, date of birth, social security number, everything you need to have identity theft. For customers, some businesses are storing credit card information, are storing date of birth and names and addresses. So, these are important to protect and to protect against. And you do have some medical practices, maybe a psychologist or a psychiatrist, counseling centers that would have really some very personal information about someone that you don't want that to get out to the public. So it is very important. We have software that does what's called zero trust. And what it does basically is, first we run software on your system, it looks at what's run and what you need to have function to operate, and it allows that, and then the system is locked down so that any new program that's introduced, even if it's a legitimate program, first it doesn't trust it, and you have to go in and actually configure it that it's safe to trust. And we run this on our systems. It protects our computers. We offer it to our clients as well. And the thing is, initially I thought, well, this is going to be a real pain in the neck. It's really not, because it first looks at what you need to run, and it allows that. But then, if an employee is tricked into opening an attachment that starts wanting to encrypt data, the software actually doesn't trust it, doesn't let it run, doesn't let it do what it tries to do. It protects even, and there's no protection really that's 100%, but this is really the best that you can get because it doesn't just trust programs, it doesn't allow programs to run, but it also has the ability where we can come in, where we can review a file, we can see whether it's legitimate, we can allow it if it is legitimate, and we can even allow elevation so that a user that doesn't have admin rights could temporarily have those admin rights to install a legitimate program. But again, we're making sure it's legitimate before it's installed. So this you know adds a huge amount of protection to customers, and this is something that really we can offer to help out with this.
Okay. What's your phone number?
772-878-5978.
Okay.
Again, 772-878-5978.
Okay. Sorry. 772-878-5978.
5978.
Okay. God bless you, Brian.
All right. God bless you too, Anne-Marie. And definitely, cybersecurity is huge, and it is important for residential consumers. It's important for, you know, especially for businesses, though. If you operate a home office, if you operate a traditional business where you have employees, if you're keeping certain information and if you have employees, you're going to have certain information about your employees. I mean, that's a default. You're going to have it. It's going to be there. It is important to protect that information. It's important to protect the information of your customers. And it's important, we also have compliance training that we can help, bring in where first of all, we help you create policies that where you can tell your employees, this is the type of thing you're supposed to do and the types of things you're not supposed to do. We can actually send an email that tries to trick the employee into clicking on a link. And we know if the employee clicks on the link. And there's also training that happens. And we can provide all of this in addition to the zero trust that we talked about earlier. 772-878-5978.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Proposed Pro-Life Legislation. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time